Strike and Fade by Guy Haley. Performed by Tim Treloar, Ramon Tikaram, and Toby Longworth. Where there had once been many sons of Nocturne, now there were only four. Brother Jafor, Grim Hyfast, the young neophyte Gasol, and the ever-silent Donak. They crouched among the rocks above the trail. None knew the others well, and that they had come together at all amidst the turmoil of the massacre was as great a miracle as any. They spoke in whispers. They had not dared use the wider voxnet for days. Their voices barely carried above the wind and Donak's repetitive sharpening of his combat blade. Gasol flexed his shoulders, stretching his numbed limbs.
When will they come?
Jafor quietened him with a raised hand.
Patience, neophyte.
And stay still. Your motion will betray us to the enemy.
Gasol's face reddened at Hyfast's words.
I am sorry, masters.
Do not be sorry. This is not how your training should be. But you will be stronger for it.
The scout nodded. Hyfast grunted bitterly.
If we live.
The old warrior had no patience with the youth. Whether that was his nature or merely anger at the recent atrocities they had witnessed, Jafor could not yet tell.
Brother, mind the spirit of the neophyte.
And what of our spirits? My dreams are tapestries of gross betrayal. Our brothers slaughtered by those they once called friend.
Just have a care for the lad.
Jafor sighted down his weapon to where their improvised explosives had been planted.
I worry more for Donak. He has not spoken at all since we found him. The flames of his eyes are low. The forges of his heart have been quenched.
You see, there are things too great for even a space marine to bear. Tell me you are untouched by it.
Jafor spoke so quietly, his voice was barely audible.
I am not untouched, brother. My heart's ache. My mind cannot contain the enormity of the slaughter. My eyes are sore with sorrow.
He turned to Hyfast.
But my rage outmatches it all. We four are of different companies within the Legion, granted. But all of us were born of the fire and fury. Our brotherhood is unshakable. There is succor for me in that and power. Let all the other legions turn upon the sons of Nocturne, for nothing can break the bonds between us. There will come a reckoning. That is what I say to any who doubt us.
Hyfast nodded solemnly. When he spoke, he was calmer.
And that is why we follow you, brother.
All is not lost. That the traitors spend so much time scouring this particular area gives me hope. I do not believe that we are the last servants of the Emperor on Istvan V.
And if we are?
Jafor shifted.
Then we will fight to the very end. Silence now. The Night Lords are coming.
They all held themselves as still as the rocks around them. They waited until the faint sound of engines reached their enhanced ears. Gasol looked up.
Do you hear that?
Vikas, do we withdraw?
Jafor shook his head.
Too late. Look.
A figure came around the curve in the track. He was clearly a legionary, but unarmored and with welts crisscrossing his pale flesh. He staggered towards the defile where the salamander's booby traps waited.
Now?
Gasol produced the detonator switch. But Jafor held up his hand urgently.
Wait! That is no traitor who runs before them.
The sound of bikes built to a roar as a figure in night blue armor veered around the mountainside. He rode the narrow, uneven path with breathtaking skill. He chased the stumbling figure, lashing him with a cruel whip. Harsh laughter grating from his stylized helmet orbiters. Four other bikers followed, the lightning marks on their battle plates sullied with dry blood. Hatred boiled up in Jafor's heart. He looked at Gasol. The scout's face was flushed with excitement.
Wait for their captive to get clear.
The lone legionary was still within the blast zone. But the bikers were gaining on him. any longer, and they too might escape the worst of it. Jafar felt his guts twist.
Now, Ghazal, now!
There was a terrific explosion. The blast of multiple charges erupting out of the lengthening shadows. The leading Night Lord was hurled from the track like a rag doll, his bike plunging end over end down the steep mountainside. His followers skidded to a halt, frantically scanning through the clouds of obscuring dust to see who had attacked them. Jafar surged forwards, aiming for one traitor who had removed his helmet. He would pay dearly. A boiling jet of Promethium from Jafar's flamer engulfed the warrior. He fell screaming from his mount, his burning flesh sloughing from his bones. The others spun their bikes and opened fire. Treachery had left their skills undimmed, and bolter shells tore up the rocky terrain. But Hyphast and Donak fired with impunity from cover. One Night Lord raised a plasma pistol before a bolter shot took him in the chest, and he slumped over the handlebar. There were two of the traitors left. One gunned his engine as his comrade intensified his fire, rearing up onto the hillside. Fishtailing madly, he rode his bike up the incline towards Jafar. He brought a chainsaw down at the salamander's head, but his bike slipped sideways on the scree-covered slope, and he reached out to stay his fall. His hand never touched the ground. A bolt exploded within the traitor's gauntlet, spraying ruined flesh and metal. As the warrior fell, Jafar looked to his left. Brother Donak strode forwards, his weapon held level in both hands. He advanced calmly on the fallen Night Lord, putting a single shot through his eye lens. The last traitor swung his bike around again to bring its twin bolters to bear, but Hyphast brought him down, blowing out his chest plate along with the ribcage it shielded. The silence was sudden and horrifying. The air stank of propellant and murder. Jafar wrinkled his nose.
Well fought, brothers. By 1,000 pinpricks must we bleed them.
They died more easily than they deserved. Quickly now, young scout. Strike and fade. Let's strip the bodies.
Hyphast went down to the dead, and Donak and Ghazal followed him.
What have we told you, lad? Leave the gun! Take nutrient packs, ammunition!
Hyphast stopped to put a bolt in the head of a traitor who stirred.
Night Lord's bolts fit a salamander's gun. A Night Lord's water bottle will quench a salamander's thirst.
It feels wrong.
These warriors were our cousins. They were raised up by the Emperor alongside us. Their cause has been our cause. Their lord, brother to our lord. But now we are opposed. They are the enemy. And we are the righteous.
Jafar did not hear his brother's words. He knelt beside the Night Lord's fallen captive, and his heart sank when he saw a fist-sized hole in the legionary's back. He rolled him over, seeing the emblem of the Raven Guard tattooed on his shoulder. The legionary's eyes fluttered. Jafar took him in his arms.
I have killed you, kinsman.
The Raven Guard's eyes focused.
No, brother. You have saved me. Do not weep.
I would weep for us all, my friend. Loyalist and traitor alike. To slay our own kind is no small thing, no matter the enormity of their crimes.
They are our own no longer. Darkness has overtaken them. Listen to me. You must fight on. Fight and survive.
And you, survive with us.
The Raven Guard smiled and weakly shook his head. His eyes closed. Jafar stayed with him until the weak beating of his hearts had ceased. When his brothers approached, Jafar pointed to the mountain peaks high above the trail. He did not speak, for in that moment he did not trust the authority of his voice. As they made their way from the ambush, he went to one of the Night Lord's corpses. With his knife, he scratched the mark of his legion into the warrior's greave. The work was rapid, but fine. a dragon's head of pure silver scores, roaring outrage against betrayal.
Let them see. Let them see that the shadows of Istvan harbor the flames of vengeance, and that those flames will burn them all.
Then he departed, following his brothers away from the traitor's inevitable pursuit.